I'd like to thank Rabbi Taub for giving me this opportunity. We play tag team a lot. I wanted just, in a sense, to recap the week. We came back from Pesach. And we're heading into Shabbos. Shavuos is coming. And I think this is the first time that I remember or was aware of having Yom HaShoah fall like in this time, this so soon into the Omer. So again, Shema Yisrael, hear Israel, hear what I have to say. Kodesh Baruch Hu always gives us message. What do we learn from things? What do we learn? So Pesach was an experience which we had. We're coming into school, and I was overwhelmed with the program yesterday afternoon. I've been in other taught in other schools that had similar programs. This one touched me the most. My chinuch is a chinuch, and I grew up, I guess, religiously, so to speak, in Eretz Yisrael, in Bnei Brak. And I don't, be careful, I say this. Yom HaShoah to me is not any day. I don't give it a unique significance. Because to me, this is Tisha B'Av. Every day, if I don't mourn for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, if I forget Yerushalayim for one day, what kind of a Jew am I? What connection do I have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, if that's the case? There's not a day on the calendar, right, for remembrance of the, we were expelled from the Spanish Inquisition. There was no, or the destruction, certain events that happened, besides, on the secular calendar in the Jewish world. So to me, this is an expression, an extension of the Churban HaBayis. I don't only go to such things because it bothers me, why so much importance put in this book. But I came and to your program, it was interesting, though no one actually said it, the music, which is part of the theme of my Dvar Torah, had Zecher, if I forget your Yerushalayim, was playing in the background. And that to me was so fitting. That to me was like, wow, this really, it's in the background. It's always there. And, it was very, 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 important to me that that was the case. And then I thought to myself, when Rabbi Taub asked me to speak, well, what am I going to speak about having this? And I realized, that event, there were individual people with individual roles that participated. Each one, the ones that were dining here, I'm sure there were people also involved. I mean, you had the candles out, display on the board. I'm sure there were other people involved besides just the students that prepared fantastically in the presentation. Each one made what they wanted to do to count. They made their role count. And every time they were involved, every day they were involved, they made that day count for that goal, for that purpose. And each one independently, if each one gave their own presentation, it would be nice, but it wouldn't have had the impact, the wow that I had. It was because they were all together in an accounting, so to speak, of to have a purpose, like a composition, like a musical composition, where all the instruments were playing, the roles they had to play, and the experience was unbelievable. It was that camaraderie that happened that made such wow experience. And that's what, in a sense, what Sfiras HaOmer is really, really, all about. And in fact, it's like it's a strange mitzvah, Sfiras HaOmer. I mean, I understand, that there's a lot to mitzvahs that I don't understand. But one thing I understand about mitzvot is that, the purpose for the mitzvah is that it's for me to build myself. I have a lot of potential. I have so much potential, and that the mitzvah is enabled me to build myself to fulfill that potential. to build the world. To, you know, I'm part of the world. My body is offer, is the dirt from this earth. So when I do mitzvahs, I'm also improving the world as well. And it's, so the so I can understand. I had Pesach, I had matzah. All these mitzvahs that I'm doing for Pesach, it helped me to experience what I'm supposed to do. You know, my humbleness. You know, by the matzah, remember the bitterness, and that, you know, life can sometimes be bitter, but in a sense, there's an alter, you know, reason for it. I can grow from it. So I understand I grew from other mitzvahs. But what does counting do? How does counting build me or build the world? That's one question, you know, that I have. And in the same line, how does the counting affect or, you know, result in this, in a simcha shavuos experience? Like, what does it, what does it do? And if anything, you know, we're all looking for, you know, toward shavuos. That was the climax of the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim, was the fact that they get the Torah. And so I'm looking forward to the Torah. So why am I counting from Pesach, from the second night of Pesach, from the Omer? I should be counting two Shavuos. There's a big difference. If I'm counting two Shavuos, okay, then I'm looking, oh, there's all right, there's 50 days to Shavuos. Oh, there's only 47 days left to Shavuos. The numbers go down. I'm counting to something, it's a countdown. And here, if I'm counting from something, it's, I'm adding. What's the pshat in all this? So first of all, the Karban Omer, which is from when the counting begins, was a barley offering. And the Shavuos, the Shnei Lechem HaPanim, the Mincha that was brought, was from fine ground flour of wheat, made into bread, right? Which symbolizes the whole concept of the 39 Malachas are all involved there. And that's a human feud, human consumption. So the one idea taken from that is that this is a time of growth to become what we call as an animal, not having much, you know, involved. And I'm then leading toward, you know, to the height of being a true mensch, you know. So that's why there's a, you know, the minhag to have perky avos during the week. There's minhag in a sense to do things each day, separate day, for a particular midah, of, you know, to build ourselves so we can be ready, you know, to for Kabbalah's Torah. But the other aspect of the counting is that the Torah says you should count 7 full weeks, but you count 50 days. I'm not saying, you know, a bracha, and saying hayom, yom, chamishin, yom. So I don't understand. If we're supposed to count 50 days, how come we don't count the 50 days? So to answer this, and to tie it into, you know, the concept I mentioned about you guys, the program that you had, is that if I have 7, what is 7? There are 7 notes to a musical scale. The 8th is actually the octave, the first note, again, being repeated in the next sequence that's higher up. The 7 notes in the musical scale. When you have a symphony, what it is, you have, you know, you're thinking in mind that each instrument has to go in line with another, you know, instrument. How is it all going to sound together? And the musicians come, and then they play. And so it's each individual, each, you know, my son plays the harp by himself. It's a wonderful experience, and I love it, you know. But when it's with other pieces in a band, an orchestra coming together, it's just wow. It's, you know, the each instrument has its part and has its role and it counts for something. But there's a certain harmony that an experience that you have when it's all put together and played just right. The experience is so much greater, and that's, you know, what Shavuos, the counting, is really all about. Every week, I'm making a count. You heard the expression in English, you know, put in your best offer, and, you know, and make this one count. Like, this is the last 2 minutes. Make these 2 last minutes of the game count. meeting with the coach, he's saying, you know, play your best and make it and give it your all. That's what the counting is supposed to be on Sfiras Omri. Each day, make that day count. You know, and then you go to the next day. So I have one day. I have 2 days. And you're building upon the day from before. In Pesach, we were given an unbelievable inspiration. Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed himself tremendously at the Seder, you know, with Makos Bukhoros. And we all, every Jew, even the maidservant, they say, when he crossed the Yom Suf, the miracles of the Yom Suf were such great that we all had prophecy. The inspiration was unbelievable. Then all of a sudden, until we get to Har Sinai, there's a few, what happened to the inspiration? We had a, ups and downs, so to speak. Right? So again, that means that, you know, you need to make these days count. There's a work involved. We all get moments of inspiration. A good time never lasts. Why? Because Baruch Hu gives you the inspiration so you know what it's like, you know where to go, but to truly become it, to truly to be that, you have to make the effort. You have to do it. You have to do the work. So he removes the inspiration. The good time falls away. But you can get it back again. Just work for it. You know how to get there now. Try it. You know, and Baruch Hashem, none of us are alone in this world. We've all of us here. We have parents, teachers, we have friends. You know, so you're never alone. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is always with you anyway. Just sometimes you just remove the inspiration, because sometimes all he wants for you is to ask it for it back. Maybe that's the entire work that needs to be done. But either way, as we go through these days, you know, make it count. You know, and I gave a little thing, you know, for a couple of students yesterday, and the message to take home, you know, for you guys is a lot. But the one that I want you to take away from is that, you know, you're here in high school. You know, what grade you're in, it's what you choose to do with each day that you come to school. That's your choice. You might have, you know, difficulty in math or English, whatever your challenges are academically. That's fine. But you definitely know that all the teachers here and your friends are more than happy to help you out and to give you the support that you need to be the best that you can. But you have to decide to make this day count. I can't tell you, friends that I had in high school, I went to public school, I went to a class reunion 4 years ago, and I was saddened, it hurt, because I haven't seen these people for 35 years, it hurt me to see some of them where they were holding. They just never made it. They're like, because of the choices that they made. They didn't use the time. They didn't make the best of the time. They just thought, I'll do the least amount of effort to get to this grade. 72 is okay. I don't mind a 72. Why should I have to work so hard? I'm okay. Chill out. Cool out. You know, but you can't go through life that way. You'll be a 72 in your marriage. You'll be a 72 in your job. You know, that's what you want from your life. You're not going to get that unless you make the days count. And not every day is going to be perfect. I know that. But, you know, I don't like to see students. You know, in my class, you have to do absolutely nothing to get a failing grade. If you do something, make an effort, you'll pass. You have to choose. In a sense, you have to choose to fail my class. Because, you know, I give everybody the opportunity. Everybody's entitled to truth. Truth can be done at any time. If you're really serious and you put in the effort, you might have to work harder to get the grade if I give you a second or third chance. I'm not going to hand it to you on a silver platter, but you have to rise up to the occasion. You know, did you fulfill the requirement? And then fine, I'm not going to shut the door on you. And speaking of shutting the doors, I know it's getting close. So if Isaiah was here, I don't know if this is what you intended. There's a knock on the door, and they're trying to hide. The door is open, and they walk inside. There's a knock on the door. Kodesh Baruch Hu knocks on your door. But we're trying to hide. I don't want that. Leave me alone. I have to do this, I have to do that. I'm trying to hide. The door is open, because Kodesh Baruch Hu's got the key. He's open. Right? You didn't lock it closed, you're just trying to hide. And then what happens? Hopefully, they walk inside. Meaning that we think that we're inside and Hashem's outside. So we're trying to hide. Really what happened is that Hashem's on the inside, we're on the outside when we do that. So we want to walk in to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The door is already open. Right? The door between you and the Olam Haba, it's there. Hashem will knock to make sure, you know, you're going to come in? You're going to come into Olam Haba? I'm knocking for you, you know. The door's open, but we have to choose to walk inside Olam Haba. We need to choose to walk into Shabbos. 6 days you shall work. Again, Shabbos, Sivir Saomer, Shavuot. We don't call. It's called Chag Shavuot. It's not called Chag Matan Torah. It's called Chag Shavuot, the holiday of weeks. Because when you experience, when you work and make each day of Sivir Saomer count, the result is Shavuot. You don't have to count it. You can't. Because what happens is you transcend. The door is open. You just, it's there. You're just inside. Or you're automatically there in Olam Haba. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. You work 6 days towards Shabbos, for Shabbos. Like you work 49 days, 7 full weeks. For Shavuos, the experience is amazing. It just happens. And that's how we count it, by experiencing it. And we all be Zocha to experience a wonderful Me'ein Olam Haba. Come in a couple of hours, and a wonderful Shavuos experience. Wait.